The players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and we're getting ready to bring you our Friday night high school football game of the week here on KARE 93.7 FM, part of the award-winning MSC Sports Radio Network. Coverage of high school football is brought to you by our KARE Country Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just minutes away. Our pregame show begins right after these messages.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Free State Electric Cooperative, powering up Friday night.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on KARE 93.7 FM is brought to you by our area sports boosters. Don't forget, you can catch our coverage of high school football action online at mscsports.net and on our free MSC radio app. Kickoff is just moments away here on your local sports authority, KARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Kelby. I farm and raise cattle in Jefferson County. Numerous things go into ensuring our success in agriculture. For many, that includes having a banker who understands farming and takes a personal interest in meeting a customer's financial needs. You'll find this at Union State Bank of McLeod. With their help, I've been able to expand my farming operation over the last decade. If you're in need of a bank, call them for your ag, residential, and personal lending.
NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Well, good evening and welcome to Rossville, Kansas, where we're getting set for high school football this evening here on KARE Radio. It is the first round of high school football playoffs, and the Jefferson County North Chargers on the road being hosted by Rossville. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the KARE Radio Sports Studios. Gus by my side, Tom Counts with you, and happy to be with you here this evening. Gus, we've got a couple of really good teams, and tell you what, going to be looking forward to how this one's going to go here tonight.
Yeah, it should be a fun one here. You talk about two teams that come in with very good records to this point of the season, and everybody really excited to be playing already in week two. Jason coming into the ballgame 8-1. Rossville also 8-1, but Rossville getting the home game because they were district champions as well. JCN runners up to Jackson Heights.
The flip of the coin was won by Rossville, who has elected to defer, and the Chargers coming up with the taking the kickoff. And as they bring the ball back, it pops loose. It's going to be on the ground, and Rossville's going to take it away on the very first kickoff of the game.
Yeah, coming up with the recovery right there for Rossville. Stick with us a little bit tonight. And JCN, plenty of information. Rossville, top secret. Coming up, Lincoln Gentry, the 5'4" sophomore, comes up with that football.
And here we go. It's going to be 1st and 10 for the Dogs. And they're going to have this football at their own, at the Charger 32-yard line. Going from left to right. Quarterback's going to keep it, run into the middle of the line, spins. He's going nowhere. Tried to dart into the left side of the line. Did a little 360 spin, trying to shake off the defense. They weren't biting. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 10. That was a nice play by JCN on quarterback Kanan Mitchell. Mitchell's 6'1", 159-pound senior quarterback. He will be the only guy in the backfield with one receiver wide to the right side and trips to the left on a 2nd down 10. Call motion near side to snap down to shoelaces. Quarterback's going to take it, sprint to the right, pick up a 1st down, and Moore going to be drug out of bounds around a 15. And that is why they run that offense.
Yeah, it's a lot of quarterback keeper, quarterback read, and their quarterback likes to hold on to the football. He is a guy who you're going to see run the ball quite a few times tonight.
Second, or rather first and 10, now at the Charger 15-yard line. Rossville with the football, quarterback again is going to be the only guy in the backfield. Motion this time to the left side, the wide side, QB's back, goes left, hits the motion man. He'll take it to the 15, cut to the quarter to the 10, at the 5, darts into the end zone, touchdown Dogs. Rossville goes into the end zone, the pass goes to Andre Johnson. And as quickly as that on a 15-yard strike, we are less than a minute into the ball game, and Rossville is on the board.
At that time, just a quick flare out into the left flat, and Andre Johnson broke one tackle on his way to the end zone. And for Rossville, one possession, one touchdown tonight.
Now, Mitchell, the quarterback, he's going to be holding, and the kicker is Austin Dorman, a 5'9", 140-pounder. It is down, it is up, and it is just inside the left upright. It's good. And we're going to get our first time out of the ball game coming here at 11:08 to play. Quarter one, Rossville 7, Chargers nothing.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, the Chargers, a little on their heels, as they have allowed Rossville to get on the board very early. But JCN is going to be back for a kick return with Brody Van Dyke. He's going to be back deep, back there. Back.
Like most people, you're busy enjoying your life and taking care of today's priorities. But it's a good idea to think about your future. Will you have enough income to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle down the road? Time flies, so it's never too soon to create a financial strategy for your future. Hi, my name is Angie Hughes, Farm Bureau agent in Lancaster. Call me today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Angie Hughes in Lancaster.
And Gus for a moment. We're trying to reestablish communications right now. We're going to play another song real quick as we try to get it connected again.
Long, long, yeah. icebox don't start playing that song again. There's a girl at home who left me. You know she won't understand. Long neck bottle, let go my hand. He bought a mirror on the wall. Go stare at someone else. Don't show the world the fool I am. Keep it to yourself. Long neck bottle,
let go my hand.
Get to Rossville, Kansas. Going to have you along here. So we get a few technical things picked up, and Rossville has gotten the football back as they took a JCN punt. They'll sweep down the left side and finally going to be bumped out of bounds across midfield. They'll be in Charger territory. It'll be a first and 10. Let's reset the scene, if we may, with 8:24 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 7-0 Rossville lead. Chargers fumbling on the opening kickoff. Rossville scores a couple of plays later. JCN goes three and out, and Rossville moving the ball once again. From the Charger 43, it'll bring up a first and 10. QB will take the ball at the knees, back to throw, looking deep, throwing over the middle. He's got a man batted away. A fantastic defensive play by Jefferson County North and knocking that away. That was Christopher Knoll back there. So Christopher doing a great job of seeing that pass, picking it up, and then reaching across in front of the intended receiver in the middle of the field and slapping it away. Quarterback Kanan Mitchell walks over to toward the far sideline to get the play telegraphed in from head coach Derek Hamas. For the Bulldogs, it'll bring up a second down 10. Again, at the Charger 43. Motion left. Quarterback's going to keep it himself on a little QB draw. He'll go into the middle of the line. He's going to be wrapped up, and Rex Furman with another tackle. Rex has had a great start to the ball game for the Chargers defense. JC into the traveling white jerseys with charcoal pants, green helmets, green lettering, and a trim for Rossville. It is, I don't know, guys, I'm calling this T-Tech. Red, black helmets, black pants, black lettering, and trim.
Yeah, very Texas Tech, very, you know, Southern Illinois.
Motion to the right side on a third down, 7 call. QB's back again. Fires a BB over to the near side. It's going to be caught, and the tackle made inside the 35-yard line. And for Rossville, looks like it's going to be very close to a first down mark.
Going to get a penalty marker right back to about the point where the quarterback threw the football, and I'm not so sure it's not a roughing the passer because Rossville's moving down the field.
We'll get the call from the official. He's walking away from us. It is going to be personal foul, roughing the quarterback. And against Jefferson County North. So not only you're going to have that positive yardage, we're going to have additional yardage tacked on. And for Rossville, it's going to be prime field position with 7.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. They already lead in the game 7-0. High school football scoreboard show back tonight. 103.9 after the ball game. So you'll be able to catch up on all the playoff action around the Sunflower State with Boz and Jake tonight. It'll be first and 10 now down at the Chargers 17. Handoff into the middle of the line. There's nothing doing. And that is not what Rossville typically does. Is Trevor Kelly, big tackle on that defensive front for JCN, makes the Chargers stop.
Trevor Kelly.
We do not see Rossville hand off much to the running backs. They did it there. Not very successful. A loss of about 3 yards, second and 13, back at the 20. What we're seeing out of this team is the quarterback keeping the ball into the middle, to the outside, and then throwing into the flats, down the outside. Not so much over the middle, but out to the edges. Quarterback back to throw, looking left, nothing there. Now he's going to tuck it, and he's going to run, and he's going to pick up some yardage. He's showing good speed down the right sideline. He's going to be inside the 10-yard line. Spotting him down at the 8, first and goal.
Kane Mitchell's run.
So that is a big, big play. No, that is not going to be an first and goal. It's going to be a third and a yard. I thought maybe he picked up a first down, but they're going to be third down and one.
Third down for Bulldogs.
So third down and one to go. Rossville, Gus, has tried to follow the lead of Atchison County with the down markers. You see that? But not quite as nice as the Tigers have. They've got the electronic down box, but not the electronic distance to go box. Tigers have them both. Quarterback is going to keep it himself. You can be certain of this. In a very long count, and we've got movement to the front. Penalty markers from the line judge sail from the far side. Which way will the marker go? And it is going to be against Rossville. So that third and one at the 8 becomes a third and 6. Marking it back all the way to the 13-yard line. It is a beautiful night for high school football here in early November. It is very lightly cloudy, not affecting the game. There is absolutely no breeze, and I'm thankful for that as we sit out here facing into the north. And very temperate outside. I don't know, it's got to be, what, 50-ish or something like that? Not bad at all. It is a third down 6. Certainly four down territory. The run into the middle of the line, pushing the pile, trying to move forward, scrambling and twisting and fighting for additional yardage, and there's not much there for Colin Baker. It will bring up fourth down.
I think we finally have a little paperwork
pretty close.
Completed.
Nicely done. Clock running along. We are almost midpoint of the opening quarter, 7-0 Rossville. They're going to be looking at a fourth down and 5 to go. And again, guys, I cannot imagine them doing anything but keeping the offense out of the field. Receiver Jack Donovan. He's going to be wide, wide, wide over to the left side. Covered over there by Christopher Knoll. Quarterback's going to take it. Looks, going for Donovan. Caught it. Is he at the goal line? He's trying to get in. He's going to be stopped short. First and goal at the 2.
Yeah, they're going to mark him down just short. But that time, just running a quick slant pattern right in front of the defender and finally having to come up to make the stop for JCN. It's going to be Christopher Knoll on the tackle.
Okay, that's indefensible, right? You got a receiver wide out there, and he just cuts into the middle, and the guy's 3 yards deep on him. You cannot defend that.
Not as a cornerback. The only way you can defend that is dropping a linebacker into that line of vision.
Here's a first and goal, and your quarterback is going to ramble into the end zone. Touchdown, Rossville. Cannon Mitchell into the end zone, and at 5:29 to go in the opening quarter, the Dogs will have their second score of the evening.
Yeah, we talked about Cannon Mitchell being a running quarterback. He is just an all-around athlete for this Rossville team. And talk about coming into this ball game. He's got 1,000 passing yards, 684 rushing yards, 26 total touchdowns on the season. So he is a guy who is all everything for this team, and that's no good.
I thought the same as the last one. Dormus PAT again just sneaks inside the left upright. And it is going to be called good, and we're going to be taking a timeout. The break coming here at 5:29 to go in the opening quarter in Rossville, Kansas, where it is Rossville 14, Jefferson County North, scoreless.
Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester is more than just a meat processing facility. Contact them in Winchester, Kansas today to ask about their retail selection, as well as custom slaughtering and your general meat processing. Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester, Kansas, proud to support local athletes.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Well, the Chargers will put their kick return unit on the field, Gus, for the third time in the opening quarter. And for JCN, this is going to be an important possession. Not necessarily that they have to score, but they got to be able to just put together a little offensive series and take a little bit of the wind out of this Rossville sails. Here's a kick away. They're going to get a lot of help from this. A terrible kick that goes out of bounds around the 20-yard line. So for JCN, it will be good field position to begin this, their third series of the evening.
Kick goes out of bounds.
As we came out 24 Highway here tonight, we saw another set of stadium lights as we drove through Silver Lake. Some of our comrades are going to be over there. It'll be Silver Lake playing host to Sabetha, I believe, tonight, right?
I'm not missing a position, am I?
Yeah, the first one was a T.O.
No, that was on the kickoff.
Okay.
So I don't count that as a possession. Yeah, so this is just a second. Here's a drive into the middle and just stuffed. There was just nowhere for Merrick to go on a first down carry. He just tried to follow a little bit of a trap block into the right side of the line, and there's just not much there for him. A couple of big guys in there. Charlie Chance, one of the first guys in there, along with Caleb Liam for Rossville. We're down to 5 minutes left in this first quarter.
Caleb's a big guy out there. Got a 6'3", 219 senior lineman. Second down, 10. Jefferson County North. Willie Elias, again, out of the pistol. This time he's going to drop. Looks right. Nothing there. Looks left. Goes over to the near side. It's going to be caught at the 40-yard line. Breaking the first tackle. It's going to be bumped down across the 40-yard line. A nice little catch and battling for extra yardage. Christopher Knoll. How about Landon Lewis over here? Nearly was not able to make that tackle. It was a great bit of work by Christopher to try to pull away from him, picking up 7 yards in the process. Third down, 3, Chargers. JCN will bring motion to the right. QB looks right, throws right. It's going to be in and out of the hands of the receiver. I think the receiver was looking over the outside shoulder. The ball came inside. By the time he could make that adjustment, it kind of glances off him and is incomplete.
Yeah, now Coach Snyder has a decision to make. He's sitting here, 4:17 left in the first quarter. They're looking at a 4th and 2, and I think you got to leave the offense out there. Nope, he's going to punt
the
ball.
They're going to away. Rossville's going to put Connor Bush, the 6-foot, 180-pound junior return man out there. Snap is back, a slow and wobbly, and the kick is going to be away. It's short. High-hanging fair catch is going to be called for a drop. It's rolling around to the ground. They're going to race back, and the Chargers just never ran up on him. They just saw the fair catch called and stopped on the kick coverage.
Yeah, everybody stopped about 7 yards away from him instead of getting down there. And a lot of special teams coaches will tell you, surround him. There's no window that he has to have to catch that ball. As long as he has a clear field to it, stand right next to him and make sure he catches that. That thing hit, glanced away, and they're going to lose about 12 yards on it, but they're going to keep the football.
Remember the days with the halo?
Yeah.
The kick return halo, you had to be, 3 feet away or something from the return man? Here's Rossville, 1st and 10, their worst field position of the game at their own 16-yard line. 3 receivers in the pattern, 1 to the wide side, the left side of the field. And again, the Charger defense playing, 7, 8 yards off that wide out. Long count, quarterback takes his no snap, hands off running back, hit to the backfield, pulls away, runs up the near sideline, and finally going to be bumped out of bounds. And he's going to be close to the first down marker, approaching the 25-yard line.
That time, Christopher Knoll, the first guy over there to make the stop on the play, but not before Rossville. It's about 8 yards. Let's call it 9 on the play, 2nd and short. This is your favorite play call.
2nd and short, there's nothing you can't call it. Got to love this play. You throw something deep, and if you don't get it, it's okay. Motion to the left side. Quarterback is going to pull it back. A QB draw. We're going to see that all day long. He's going to forge forward, pick up a first down, up to about the 27, maybe the 28-yard line. 1st and 10, Rossville. Now, that was not a home run kind of a run, but that was that's all we needed to move the chains kind of a run, and that is how you win football.
Yeah, just a keep a drive alive type run right there. Don't need to get cute. Just push the ball forward, get yourself a new fresh set of downs, and start over. And for Rossville, they're going to have a 1st and 10 out to the 28-yard line.
14-0, Dogs in front with 3:40 to go and rolling in the opening quarter. Quarterback is back. He's going for the home run. Down the left side, he's got his man. It's off his fingertips at the Charger 40, incomplete.
That time they were looking for Cameron Miller down the left side. And Cameron, we saw him in pregame. He's not a heavy individual. They list him at 176 pounds. I would agree with that. Maybe even say that's a little heavy for him. But they list him at 6'5". I will tell you that is very accurate. A big, tall, slender receiver out there. He's a guy who is just going to be able to go up and take it away from defenders.
And he's playing against Will over there, right?
Yep.
And before the 2nd down and 10 call, we're going to get a Bulldog timeout. Interesting timeout taken. We're going to enjoy it with them. Timeout with 3:36 to go in quarter number 1. It is Rossville, 14, JCN, nothing.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Well, an interesting timeout executed by Rossville and head coach Hamas. Let's see what they have in mind. They obviously are thinking about something here. It's going to be Cale Horak. That is a football name if you're from the Rossville area, right? Horak is going to be wide to the right side, trips left, wing to the right. Motion short side, QB will take it, run left, gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and just with strength pushes up for two.
Yeah, that time he was pushing forward, but Jason did a great job of getting a couple guys in there, leading the way for the Chargers. Knox Heston, the senior, and now for Rossville, they quickly find themselves in a 3rd and 7. The ball at the 31. They need to get this thing out to the 38 to keep this drive alive.
Chargers did a good job. They have not bitten on that motion man yet. Quarterback back to throw again. Fires one. Left side is going to be caught around the line of scrimmage. Breaks the first tackle. Breaks the second tackle. The ball's loose. It's underground. Chargers have taken it. JCN dives on the loose football. Second fumble of the game by Rossville. The first one taken back by the Chargers.
That time, Christopher Knoll over there wasn't the guy who made the tackle, but was the guy who recovered that fumble. And for Rossville, that's going to be their first turnover of the day. And for JCN, they're going to start possession 3 in great field position. They're going to have this 1st and 10 at the dog 34.
This is the first time, maybe the only time tonight, we're going to have the best seat in the house directly in front of us here on the 34-yard line. Chargers, 1st and 10 as we're inside 3 minutes of play in the opening quarter. Out again, out of the pistol, quarterback Will Elias. Long, long, long count. Takes the snap, pitches. Chargers trying to sweep to the outside. Looking to get to the edge. It will never happen. The lateral pursuit was outstanding, and there was no chance for the Chargers to get to the outside. Merrick Knoll run down by Connor Bush. It'll bring up a 2nd down 10. 2:40 and winding in quarter number one. This is a golden opportunity for JCN coming up with a short field. Christopher Knoll is going to be wide to the right side. Knox Heston is going to be filling a slot. Here comes Brody. Brody Van Dyke will be motioning wide to the left side. Quarterback will take it. Back to throw. Fires one. Over the middle, and it's going to be dropped and complete. And because he was looking for Rex Furman. As this JCN 25 football season has gone, Rex has been an absolutely fantastic receiver.
Yeah, we started to see Rex really, you know, continue to grow as a receiving tight end. And that time, he was just coming across the middle and had vacated where the linebacker was. And by the time the ball got to him, it just got on him in a hurry. And an incomplete pass brings up 3rd and 10.
Chargers, I suspect, are in 4-down territory. Merrick is going to go out of the backfield. Quarterback is all alone back there on a 3rd down 10. QB's back. Fires one over the middle. This time, he's going to make the catch. At the 25, down to the 20-yard line, we just talked about Rex Furman.
Andre Johnson makes the stop right there. But, again, it was the same play JCN had run a moment ago. That time they were working left to right. This time worked it right to left. And Furman made a nice catch across the middle, knew the down and distance, pushes forward, picks up the yardage, down to the 20. It'll be 1st and 10 for JCN.
Brody's wide to the right side. Knox is going to be slot. Motion will come to the right. Quarterback is going to keep it himself. Ducks into the middle. Cuts across the grade to the 20. Outside to the 15. Down to the 10. Walk on the tightrope near the 5-yard line. They're going to mark him out of bounds on the 5. It's 1st and goal, Jeff North.
That ball popped out at the end and went out of bounds. And, you know, that's one of those plays where Will Elias is walking away going, man, I'm glad that thing bounced out of bounds and not through the end zone. It'll be JCN ball inside the 10 at the 9, so it'll be 1st and goal there.
Okay, is it colder than I think? Is that football colder than
yeah,
I think?
Yeah, it's got to be because that's why we're seeing the ball come out. Like, everybody's, like, struggling a little bit with your, you know, grip on the football. And that thing does get kind of slick as it gets a little colder. And now, Coach Jeff Schneider wants to talk about this first and goal.
We're going to take a timeout with Jeff North for the minute 45 to go in the opening quarter, where it is the Dogs 14 to the Chargers nothing.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletics, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College, where greatness begins.
With the here in Rossville, Kansas, high school football on Care Radio KAI, Ogden Morton Atchison. That's, by the way, I really enjoy letting our listeners know that this game is being brought to you by the station's advertisers and the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association, to remind you that no broadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of both Care Radio and the KSHSAA. Here we go, first and goal, Chargers sweeping to the outside, looking for the edge, trying to get to it. It'll never happen, and run all the way across the field. Christopher Noel out of bounds, no gain.
That time Cameron Miller drug him down, and I didn't really like how. Here's the deal. Cameron Miller has really long arms, and he grabbed the running back right there, Christopher Noel, high, but ended up kind of getting that thing to be almost a horse collar by the time they got out of bounds. The official, nothing called. They are going to say a pickup of maybe a yard. Let's call it second and goal from the 8.
Chargers back to the line, and again, there's nobody in the backfield. Merrick will move in motion. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. Here's Will. He's at the 5. He's maybe to the 4-yard line. It'll bring up a third and goal.
That time making the stop on the play, Caleb Lehman was the first guy there for Rossville. The other guy coming up to help was the middle linebacker, and that is going to be Landon Lewis on the stop. And that's kind of where Rossville maybe has been a little vulnerable, is in the middle part of the field so far. You look back at the Furman catch, you look at the run by Will Elias, those have come in the tackle boxes.
Third and goal in front of 5-yard line. QB's back, fires one over the middle. It's going to be intercepted at the goal line. Right back out, down the left side of the 20, and bumped out of bounds near the 25-yard line. A pass goes into a lot of traffic. It's going to be taken away.
Yeah, that's great job by Caleb Lehman, the linebacker, dropped back into the flat, and this time he was just picked off. He did a great job of reading the quarterback, fell into a good spot, takes it up the sideline to the 21-yard line. Will be first and 10 for Rossville.
So the Chargers' best scoring opportunity of the game so far has been thwarted. And inside a minute to play in the opening quarter, Rossville has it back. Leading 14-0. First and 10 to their own 21. Quarterback picks it up off the ground, fires one, near side, man wide open in the flat. Crosses the 25, running up the edge to the 30, to the 40. Bounces outside to the 50. Charger territory, and finally going to be hustled out of bounds along the near side. That's what Rossville does, is never quits. And there's a penalty, and there's the problem. There's pushing and shoving and blocking well into that play, downfield and maybe off the field.
Officials are going to come over and kind of sort this out. There was a whole lot of extracurriculars happening at the end of that play. And
the referee threw that from 25 yards in the backfield for that play.
Rossville backing up a little bit. And again, they must have an indication. Personal foul against Rossville.
Yeah. And I don't know what this means.
I don't know. We've seen that all season. I've been meaning to ask somebody.
Yeah. We're going to have to find out.
We will not.
A little late in the season.
We will not see it on Saturdays.
We will not.
The penalty is going to be a dead ball personal foul. So count the first down, then back it up 15. So really when it's all said and done, sure, you lose some yardage, but you're still looking at a first and 10, Rossville is, at their own 39-yard line. We have Rossville with the football and a 14-point lead right now here in the first quarter.
Well, Rossville does really well, Gus, is they've worked the sidelines, man. The quarterback is going to keep it this time. He'll go into the middle of the field, breaks a tackle, gets to the 45, gets to the 50, keeps his balance. What puts one hand down, keeps his balance again, gets to the Charger 45-yard line. Another excellent run by Kanan Mitchell.
That time the tackle by Merrick Knoll for JCN. And you know what Rossville does a lot of outside, and why you're seeing some of these routes kind of open, is they run a lot of what you call the rubber routes, the pick routes, and they just do a really nice job of not making contact with the defender as they come out of those routes.
QB takes, again, a low snap. He's been getting those all game. Now he's hit in the backfield, pulls away. The Chargers just not able to make a tackle on the initial contact. And then the quarterback is hit as he throws the football, and he gets to his feet. It is incomplete. And yes, this is me. Maybe just because I'm older, maybe because I'm old school, but I am so uncomfortable with a quarterback as your primary running back as well as everything else. I mean, there's so many things that can happen, and almost all of them are bad.
Yeah, you're funneling quite a bit through that quarterback position, right? You're expecting him to be 80% of your offense. Well, if something happens to him, all of a sudden, starting at ground zero. So
yeah,
it's one of those things where, yeah, I'm not a big fan of my quarterback harboring that entire load.
And here he is again, running into the middle of the line again, taking a lot of punishment as he gets inside the 45-yard line down to near the 43. As the opening quarter draws to a close. Time out of the field, one quarter interval here in Rossville, Kansas. It is the Rossville Bulldogs 14, the Jefferson County North Chargers nothing.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag and Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Well, the switch of ends of the field does not take long, as the ball's at the 42-yard line, so they do not have to go particularly far to turn this thing around. And now Rossville is going to be going from right to left across your dial here in quarter number two. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Camp Radio Sports Studio. Gus counts with me here in Rossville, Kansas, 14-0. Dogs with the lead, with the ball, and with a third down at the Charger 43. Third down, a half a dozen. Quarterback again, all alone in the backfield. He's been like that all night. Rolls over to the right side, looking downfield, throws on the run, has a man wide open. It's going to be caught inside the 30, near the 25-yard line. Is the catch is made, and the quick dash out of bounds, covered by Cameron Miller. But again, Gus, he is against that 6'5" receiver down there, and that guy is going to be very difficult to keep the football away from. Moving to chains. First and 10, Rossville at the Charger 24. Wide to the left side, it is Cameron Miller. He has been the best receiver on this team. Quarterback Kanan Mitchell has been the best runner for this team. Now play being changed from the far sideline. They're going to have to step it up. 3-2 on the play clock. Quarterback going to keep it. The same quarterback draw we've seen a dozen times. It's going to be good for about two.
That time getting over there for JC to make the stop. You had Merrick Knoll along with Bernie Van Dyke on the stop. And for Rossville, give him about a gain of two. It'll bring up a second and 8 for the Bulldog offense.
Got, I think I see Cohen Novinsky out there for JC in the Charger. Defensive middle. Working hard with half a minute on in the second quarter. And again, taking plenty of time. Rossville goes to the sideline, gets the play, brings it out. Play clock now at 9. Motion to the right. Running forward, no penalty. Quarterback's back, fires it, caught at the 15, down to the 10, breaks the tackle, still dragging defenders, down about the 6-yard line. Jack Doman with the catch. And guess the motion man was a step toward the line of scrimmage when that ball got snapped.
And Christopher Knoll is going to make the stop on the play. We're now down under 11 minutes to play here in the first half. Rossville with the 14-point lead and looking at a first and goal at the 8-yard line.
Now we're going to have a running back in the backfield with the quarterback. Who's going to be quarterback going to keep it again? The QB draw, breaks the tackle, goes to the end zone, touchdown Dogs. And what happens is Cannon Mitchell just runs so hard. First contact, you're going to have to be doing some really good things if you're going to bring him down with the initial hit. And he just keeps driving and keeps running and does not relent. Goes into the end zone, now 20-0 with a PAT following. Twice we've seen the point after by Austin Dorman. Very near the left upright, but he's 2 for 2 on PATs tonight, looking to go for a third. Right foot soccer style kicker. Quarterback Mitchell is your holder. It is down, it is up, and that one sails through cleanly. And we're going to get a timeout. The break now at 10:40 to go. We're in the opening half. Rossville 21, Jeff North nothing.
KT's Shortstop in Winchester is your stop for cold drinks, hot drinks, snacks, fuel, and so much more. Stop in before or after the game for a snack, a beverage, and to top off the tank. KT's Shortstop in Winchester. Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates. Take it to the next level.
Jefferson County North, the kick return unit back on the field, and once again, the Chargers are going to put Brody Van Dyke and Christopher Noel around their own 10-yard line to return the Rossville kick from Connor Bush. Welcome back, everybody. 21-0, Rossville has taken the lead early here in the second quarter. The boot is away, end over end and spinning. It'll bounce at the 10. Brody's going to go back, pick it up at the 6. He stops. He goes left. He's going to be swarmed because I think he thought it was going to bounce into the end zone, and then it just was never going to get there. And by the time he gets it picked up, he cannot turn it upfield.
Yeah, and getting down there in kick coverage was Elzer Hirsch, a 6-foot, 169-pound sophomore in the kick coverage unit for Rossville. And for JCN, they're looking at their first possession here of the second quarter, their fourth possession of the game. And, man, that last one, they'd like to have that one back, the interception there at the goal line. And for JCN, probably their worst starting field position.
Will Elias, the Charger quarterback. And Gus, really, we've talked about the Rossville quarterback being the best structure for their team so far today. Will has been that for the Chargers. Here's a hand up into the middle of Merrick. He's got to pick up about 4 yards, get up around the 14-yard line.
Yeah, and I kind of like that play right there for JCN. Try to just get something going, try to get some positive things to happen. And tonight, one of your most successful plays has been running the ball into the middle. And so that time, a nice little run in the middle. They're going to net him only 3 on it, but it'll bring up now a 2nd and 7. We're at 10 minutes to play here in the first half.
Look at Callum Baker in the game. He's wide to the near side. High snap. Quarterback is going to pull it down, run straight up ahead in the middle of the line. He's going to be within a yard of the first down, 3rd down, 1. And again, gosh, these two teams are mirroring each other's play calling book. I mean, it's the quarterback.
Yeah, it's a lot of quarterback snap, run, right?
And quarterback draws. You know, you make about a count, half a count to a count, and then, you know, move forward. It's not a real true draw where he kind of drops back and then runs forward. Kind of a little delayed play. 3rd down, and they're going to give him a short spot on it. Make it 3rd down and 2 at the 18. Lots of movement. Chargers are pointing across the way. We'll see what the official is going to point out. He's the only one that really makes any difference. And it's going to be false start, Jeff Norrie.
You kind of wonder if that's maybe a center quarterback miscommunication because everybody on the line except for the center took off. So I think that, you know, both guards, both tackles thought the count was on 1 and it might have been on 2.
That's going to change a Charger play call, and it's going to change the personnel also as Brody Van Dyke and Christopher Noel will enter the game with their wide receiver spot. So it's 9:20 to go in the first half. Rossville in front, 21-0. Chargers with the football, 3rd down. From inside their own 15-yard line, QB's back, goes one deep over the middle, and it's nearly picked off. And JCN is really, really, really lucky that that wasn't taken away.
That time, Cameron Miller got a big hand on the football. We talked about Cameron Miller today. He is a tall athlete at 6'5", but only weighing 176 pounds.
So Will is going to back up inside his own 5-yard line to punt it away. He has not kicked anything very deep, and Rossville realizing that sends Connor Bush only to the Charger 40. Here's a kick again, straight up, and it's really short. It'll bounce at the 35, take a Charger bounce, and out of bounds into the Bulldog sideline at the 41. Rossville is going to take over in JCN's habit of field, 1st and 10. Inside 9 minutes of play in the first half.
41-yard line.
So, for Rossville, another excellent field position beginning of this possession.
Rossville has three touchdowns today on four possessions. Cannon Mitchell with a pass and two rushing touchdowns on the last two possessions.
Their only failure was what on that interception that they threw.
Correct.
First and 10. Hand off to the running back. We don't see much of this. And he puts his head down and just powers forward for about five.
That's a straight ahead running right there for Rossville, and you talked about it. It's something we haven't seen much from them. Yes, we've seen them run the ball a lot, but we haven't seen much running with a back. And that time they put Andre Johnson in there and just handed him the football. He's been a wide receiver most of the night, and now they're going to line him up as a kind of an H-back over here on the left side, just back of the tight end box.
On that last play, it was a nice little trap block. The left side had swung around and kind of pushed everything to the outside, opening up that middle. Here's a quarterback keeping, and look at him go. He's just going to score this thing, is he? Nope, he's going to be brought down inside the 20, 15, 10. What are they going to say? Did he step out of bounds? The official over there says yes, out of bounds around the 12-yard line.
Yeah. That time he put a stiff arm on a defender over there, and they're going to say he and the defender both went out of bounds around the 12-yard line. But 8:08 left here in the first half.
For us, has that been real creative? But why be creative if you don't have to be, right?
How many times do we talk about that, right? I like when coaches just, hey, when pages 1 through 3 are working, let's continue running pages 1 through 3 until they don't. Then we'll start getting a little more creative.
Quarterback is going to keep it this time as he tries the left side of the line, and there is nothing doing there. That was excellent defense for JCN by Knox Heston and Will Elias. And, uh-oh, we got somebody getting up limping, and you know who this is, Gus? Yeah, this is Cannon Mitchell. See that? He's coming off the bottom. He cannot stand. He is standing on one foot. There's no way they can leave him in this game. Absolutely no way. They're going to let him take another snap, are they? Yeah, they are.
Officials are going to let him stay.
I'm very surprised. 7.5 to go in the first half. QB will take it. This time he's not going to run anywhere. He bounces on one foot, but hands off to the running back who goes into the end zone for the score. Gives it over to Connor Bush, who goes in, and he is still out there, Gus, standing on one foot and hopping. So we'll see how able he is to continue as the game goes on. But right now, with their fourth touchdown of the opening half and a PAT coming up, Rossville has taken a commanding lead in this game.
So for Connor Bush, that's going to be his first touchdown of the day.
He can't hold a snap because he can't move his foot in order to get him one knee on the ground. Look at this. This is going to be a difficult PAT. He's got it down, and it's blocked. That's how difficult the hold was. He couldn't spot the ball. And we'll see how things unwind, but we got a timeout at 7:23 to go. We're in the opening half. It is now Rossville 27, JC and nothing.
This is Dan Rappling with Exchange Bank and Trust, where we have a lot more than money invested in our communities. We're your neighbors, involved with local schools and charities. Communities where we have invested our time, our interest, and our heritage for nearly 170 years. Offering hometown service and modern technology. If you're looking for strong financial advice, personal banking products, or competitive loan rates, look no further than Exchange Bank. Stop by today or visit us online at ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
JCN kick return unit on the field. I've said that too many times today for the Charger fans, Gus. Settling in at their own 15-yard line again, we're going to have Van Dyke back there along with Noel. And that last kickoff, you remember, kind of trickled back and was mishandled and caused some field position issues. Let's see how this one is handled. Again, it's going to be a line drive. Merrick is going to take this one, the 20. Bounces to the right side, trying to get outside, but he can't. And a one-on-one tackle. This has been a real difference. Chargers go back there and are having a hard time making one-on-one tackles, but Rossville is making those plays.
Yeah, and coming up with the stop right there for Rossville, you had Lakin Gentry along with Hirsch. And so a nice stop for the kick coverage unit and for JCN. They're going to have this back at their own 25-yard line. That'll be first and 10 with 7:12 left in the first half.
Chris Finot coming off the field after that return. He's also just walking a bit gingerly here on the near sideline. Now, give him a little glance. First and 10, 7-11 to go here in the first half. JCN with the football, quarterbacked by Will Elias. The running back is Merrick Noll behind him. The pitch will go to Merrick. Pitch deep. Merrick will put his head down, get to the line of scrimmage. Maybe with inertia and just hard work gets a yard. Second down call.
You know, in that deep pitch, there are some running backs that really like having the ball further away from the line of scrimmage and getting that deep pitch so they can start to assess where that lane is. But a lot of running backs kind of like the quick handoff because, again, there's less time. It's A or it's B. You know what I'm saying? You're really bringing the field down to just a small gap.
And my problem with it here at this point in this game, the way it's developed tonight, is that Rossville has gotten into the backfield so quickly. Once you take the ball 7 yards deep, there's nowhere to go already. Quarterback is back, looking to throw. It's going to be hit, gets away, fires one into the middle, and is it caught? No.
Yeah. They're going to say
a catch.
Sure.
For maybe a half a yard.
Yeah, that time going down to scoop it up, Rex Furman. So they're going to say a catch, a short gain on the play, and it'll bring up now a third and seven?
Yeah.
It's called third and seven right now for GCN. 6:06 left.
Yep, halfway through the second quarter. 27-0 is the Rossville lead. Chargers are going to take a timeout and talk about this call. We're going to do it. Taking a break. 5:57 left in the half. It's Rossville 27, Jeff North scoreless.
Whether it rolls down the highway or across the field, Nortonville Parts and Service is your solution for equipment repair. With a broad inventory of parts on hand and technicians with years of experience, Nortonville Parts and Service provides quality repairs and service on tractors, trucks, combines, ag equipment, even your daily driver. When your next breakdown happens, call Nortonville Parts and Service at 913-886-2960 or come by the shop at 115 Taggart Avenue. That's Nortonville Parts and Service.
Well, guys, sometimes we really need to look for positives, and I'm going to tell you one of the positives of this brisk evening is that my sports drink is staying very cool. I'm not worried about it, like, sitting here and getting hot beside it, because that's not happening this evening. It is a beautiful night here in Rossville, Kansas, which is, what are we, 10, 15 miles west of Topeka somewhere? Something like that?
Yeah, we're out here in western Kansas.
It is beyond 75, so I guess we are. Casey would tell you we're in western Kansas.
I was going to say.
It is for the Chargers, third down, 7. At their own 28. Quarterback is back to throw. A little lob, and, well, I don't know where that was really headed. Furman grabs his helmet. He thought that it was supposed to be for him, but he was kind of held up in the middle of the traffic. The receiver running down the sideline, it was 8 yards behind him. He was way beyond it, so not really sure who the target was on that play. But the Chargers, again, will be punting it away. The punts have not been deep.
Carter Bush will settle in somewhere around his own 40.
And here's a kick, kind of a sidewinding kicking away from the return guy. Bounces to 50, takes a huge Charger bounce.
Really nice punt.
Really good. You're exactly right. All the way down to the 32, maybe 31.
You talk about Connor Bush was back there to return the punt. He was set up on the near side hash. That thing was kicked to the far side hash, and it had a little sidewind, so when he hit, it went hash to numbers. So it was that much further away from Bush, and so absolutely no chance at a return right there. So a really nice punt for JCM. Only problem for them is that was their fourth punt of the evening. It'll set Rossville up with the football here, first and 10 at their own 32.
Cameron Miller at 6'5" is going to be wide to the left side. And because we do have Cannon Mitchell back in at the quarterback, I didn't get to see him walk out of the field. We'll see if they spatted him up or what they've got going on here. Motion will come to the right. Quarterback will hand off. The running back who just goes into the end zone is going to be hit at the ankles as he crosses the line of scrimmage and then driven down. It'll be a relatively short gain of a couple of yards. And right now we're seeing Cannon Mitchell does completely immobile. He's just standing flat-footed back there, and twice now in a row is handed the ball.
Yeah, that was just a snap, turned to his left, handed off to the running back who crashes into the middle for a short gain.
And he's out there still trying to kind of dancing around, trying to get that leg to work a little bit better for him. So I would suspect his running ability has got to be somewhat diminished We'll see how this thing all unfolds. QB will hand off again. They'll try the jet sweep, and there's huge room at the 40, 50, needing to beat one guy. Gets away, runs right through him at the 40, left side at the 30. Finally, he's going to be ankle tackled inside the 20-yard line. And tell you what, that was a brilliant run by Rossville's Jack Donovan. 5'11", 169 pounds senior.
That time, Callum Baker finally makes the stop on the play for JCN. And if you're Coach Snyder, you probably start retooling your defense just a little bit and say, hey, guys, let's look less at Cannon Mitchell. And if there's a man in motion, he is the guy you got to expect at this point is getting the ball, because I'm not so sure we're going to see much Cannon Mitchell running the ball tonight.
No, he's pretty much done running the ball here this evening. He will hand this one off, and he'll bounce it outside. And, again, nobody's out there. It's a 15, it's a 10, it's a 5 at the goal line. Another touchdown, Rossville. It's their fifth here in the first half. Andre Johnson, second TD of the game. And right now, because Rossville's just totally predictable. You know exactly what they're going to do.
Yeah, and especially with the quarterback not being mobile right now. So when the guy goes in motion, that's just them running it into the right side. I mean, they're getting set up. So, again, there's less deception to this Rossville offense. It become a little more, you know, one-dimensional when Cannon Mitchell is not able to move as effectively as he'd like.
They're going to go for two.
No, they're going to try to run the swinging gate, but Mitchell just stood up there and he said, I can't do this.
No, he can't. Yeah, they're going for two.
So now they're going to, they are going to line up for two.
Every time Mitchell steps to that left leg, he kicks it way high because it's bothering him so much. And he's back, going to make a quick pass to the flat, bat it away, and incomplete. That's a really outstanding defensive play for the Chargers to break that up. And credit to Christopher Knoll. Time out on the field at 4:26 to go in the opening half. It is now Rossville 33, Chargers nothing.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
We're rolling along in the later parts of the opening half, 4:26 to go before intermission. And for the Chargers, Gus, a good possession is essential. Trailing at 33-0, and they've been across midfield, I think, once on that deep drive where they turned it over inside the 10.
Yeah, and I think right now for JCN, and now they're switching the kickoff returners around a little bit. I think the biggest thing for this drive is try to use as much of this clock as possible.
Here's a kick, onside kick, and it's rolling around, and who's going to come up with it? Penalty markers all over us. I think they were offside.
Yeah, they were well across the line. And I'm not so sure it was an onside kick. I think the kicker kind of stumbled as he got up there, and that's why everybody was offside.
Well, but does it have to be an intentional onside kick to be an onside kick?
No, I get where you're at, but.
So they're out there trying to figure this out. And the Chargers, I guess, is that something you can decline? Because apparently they're not going to. They're going to move it back to the 35-yard line and make them do it again. If I'd recovered that ball up there, I'd have been keeping it. 4:24 to go in the first half. And so,
on the Chargers,
the kickoff unit for Roswell is now scrambling back out on the field. They didn't think they were going to be kicking it again. See, I guess they're trying to run out. And now the kicker's counting, I think, to make sure that he's got
five
teammates.
He's got 5-5-1.
Did he point at himself?
He did not.
That's an error for him.
Jacksonville tomorrow. Guarantee that one.
Brody's on the far side over there, and on the near side is going to be Christopher. Here's the boot. It'll be Christopher at the 20. Straight ahead. 30. Hit at the 34. Stopped at the 34. Down at the 34. That's it.
I'm just not a fan of officials now looking at a penalty.
Wait.
See, my problem is the officials have kind of allowed that to happen, right? So
the ball carrier had stopped his forward progress, and they let him push for a while, and then he finally blows the whistle, and then we get a penalty at the very end. So I do think it's against Rossville, but again, I'm not a fan of letting the play last for so long.
And that's why, you know, I have trouble there. You go, first of all, Rossville. Those plays at the goal line where the guy gets stood up and then suddenly, you know, a couple of wide receivers come running in from behind and start shoving everybody like a rugby.
Yeah. Again, I go back to, I remember the penalty of aiding a runner.
Oh, no,
was a
absolutely.
Problem, you know?
100%. Well, a penalty that's going to be very beneficial to the Chargers is going to be the football right up to the midfield stripe from the 50. First and 10, JCN. Hand off Merrick. Left side. Starts left. Cuts right. Picks up about 5. And look at that downfield blocking over here on the right side. The defender now turns the official and goes, are you letting him block me that hard? And Brody's down there. He's half the size of the guy he's blocking. The official says, of course you can block him.
Okay, so that's where Brody's working against the 6'5" receiver slash cornerback. And that time just got under his pads and was able to drive him down the field.
They've got to call a second down and 6. Cutting into the middle is going to be Will. And he'll push forward close to the first down mark. He's going to be maybe a yard short. For hey. Will, that yardage was picked up because it started outside, and then he kind of, like you, like planted that foot, and it came back into the middle, kind of across the grain of the defense.
I'm going to tell you, not going to spoil it for you. I'll let Joseph share it with you. We have a halftime score, and it's from down the road.
Oh, excellent. Like that. Third down and a long yard. And again, they're going to hand off to Mitchell. First and 10, Chargers. We have not been able to say that a lot tonight, but he'll take it inside the 40-yard line, and they will move the sticks.
And I really like what JCN is doing on this possession, right? They are running the ball between the tackles, using a little clock, but some of their most effective runs this evening have come in the middle of the field.
We have not seen the Chargers do much way outside. We've seen Roswell do a whole lot working the sidelines. And here's a run to the right side, putting his head down inside the 35-yard line. Because that was very near the old high-low that's illegal now, where the first guy grabs him and the second guy comes in and launches at the upper body.
Yeah, and that was just a run off the guard tackle box. And, again, just straight downhill off the right side. And what's happening is Rossville, now they're going to bring another linebacker in and try to put two backers in the box.
Quarterback will keep it himself. Will put his head down, and he gets grabbed and slung and thrown down into the ground by Andre Johnson.
A gain of maybe a yard on the play. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 3 with 2 minutes remaining here in the first half. And for JCN, it's a big possession. You find yourself trailing right now, 33-0. But, again, they're putting together a nice little drive. Got the penalty to pick up a few more yards, but this has been a nice drive to send you towards half.
Okay, they're doing also exactly what you suggested earlier. They're taking a world of time. They've got that play clock down to 9, and now they're about ready to call a timeout, aren't they? Because it's at 5 and 4, and they're going to run this thing all the way down and then take the time.
Final timeout.
There you go. We're going to take a break, Joseph, with 1.5 minutes to go in the half. It is Rossville 33, Jeff North nothing.
Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester is more than just a meat processing facility. Contact them in Winchester, Kansas today to ask about their retail selection, as well as custom slaughtering and your general meat processing. Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester, Kansas. Proud to support local athletes.
What is your name?
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison.
Want to hear something cool?
Playing today's hit country along with local news, sports, and weather.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your healthcare needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
For Jefferson County North, using its 3rd and final timeout of the opening half here with 1:35 to play before intermission. They're going to be looking at a 3rd down 3 at the Rossville 32-yard line. JCN is out on the field. Rossville finally coming out. JCN is up over the football as Rossville is still running in from the far sideline. Fish are not letting him get up over the ball, and he's standing on top of it till Rossville can get out into the field. Everybody's in the box for
the Dogs, and here's a handoff right side, breaking a tackle, first down and more, inside the 30, inside the 25, down he goes to the 23. Because Rossville had 11 guys in the box that time and couldn't stop the run.
Yeah, that time, a great run by JCN and carrying the ball right there.
Knox
Heston.
Yeah.
That time Knox just bowled some people over going off the right edge.
Chargers at the 21-yard line. Quarterback will hand off right side. Again, charging into the right side, picking up yardage down near the 15. That was about a 5 or 6 yard gain as we're at a minute to play in the opening half. Now Rossville making multiple personnel changes on the defense. They are going to try to shore up the middle. They'll bring in an extra linebacker, Gustin, taking out a defensive corner.
I would throw one to Brody right here.
Here's the quarterback, hands off left side and slashing down toward the 10-yard line. 48, 47, 46 seconds to go in the first half. Chargers have no timeouts left. So,
again,
they're going to have to do something to stop the clock.
And some of that's the reason I would throw the ball, and now we're going to see maybe Rossville rectify that problem, and I think they just did. So what Rossville had done was taken out a cornerback, put a linebacker out at the cornerback position, and nobody else in the over the top.
Here's a handoff into the middle of the line, and the running back is going to be bulldogged to the ground. Right in the middle, and the Chargers probably will not be able to get off another play. They're going to have to hurry. 14-13. They're looking at the sideline. They got no timeouts left. Could not stop the clock. 7 seconds.
And it's fourth and two. And now Rossville going to bail them out right here and call the timeout with 5 seconds left. And
we're going to keep,
it here. Coach Hamas throws his hands out, and he tells his guys to calm down as he comes out on the field. I think he just felt like maybe they were a little over the top, like rattled as to, you know, racing up over the football, call a timeout, get everybody on the same page. Now for JCN, you can take a moment here and, you know, we talked about the first two pages of the playbook.
Uh-huh. Are we going deeper
now? Whatever the last play in the playbook is, whatever the fun play in the playbook is.
Well, here's the reason you do that. Not only have they not seen it before, but what are you saving it for, man?
Right.
Okay.
So, again, that's why I think right here is the chance to run that play. It's fourth and two. It's going to be the last play of the first half.
No question about that.
So, yeah. Hey, tomorrow afternoon, we're going to Baldwin.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun down there. It's going to be a couple of great teams playing, and it's always a tremendous football game as Benedictine goes to Baker tomorrow. Care pregame at about 12:30, a 1 o'clock kickoff. From Amo Liston Stadium. Here come the Chargers. It is going to be fourth and two. Quarterback back to throw. Looking into the deep corner of the end zone. Cut. Touchdown. JCN. What a play by Rex Furman.
Well, it wasn't the last play in the playbook, but it was your best play in the playbook. That time they ran Rex Furman on a little bit of an out. Ran him towards the goal line. Makes a great catch over the top of a defender and then gets just inside the near pylon, and JCN will score one right before the half.
And Rossville coaching staff, guys, they're all hands on hips over there. They are very, very dissatisfied that the Chargers have been able to get on the board in the half. Now, JCN will go for two. The snap is over the quarterback's head, and he's running for his life, and now it's rolling around on the ground, and he's just going to throw himself on it. It's halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you here in Rossville, Kansas. Intermission score, Rossville 33, Jeff North 6.
Thanks for listening to our high school football game of the week here on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete recap of the first half action coming up right after this.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha, or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
KT's Shortstop in Winchester is your stop for cold drinks, hot drinks, snacks, fuel, and so much more. Stop in before or after the game for a snack, a beverage, and to top off the tank.
KT's Shortstop in Winchester. Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates. Take it to the next level.
Well, as the Rossville dance troupe comes out of the field to entertain the, that's a nice crowd. It's not an overflow SRO kind of a crowd, but a nice crowd here for playoff beginning tonight in Rossville, Kansas. And does the two sides go into the locker room? Gee, Rossville's going in happy. Okay, they're going in. They're up, you know, 33-6, so they're pretty pleased. But they're really unhappy with the last series, and the JCN fans are suddenly feeling a lot better. Even though they're trailing 33-6, they feel better with that last series of the first half.
Yeah, the first half ended on a 12-yard pass from Will Elias to Rex Furman in the end zone, and all of a sudden you're saying, okay, we found a few things to go right for us, and a few stops here in the second half, and you find yourself right back in this ball game, especially with Rossville's quarterback Keenan Mitchell, and not really sure how mobile he will be as the second half progresses. And I'm going to tell you, halftime is going to be not kind to, you know, a leg injury like that, because you're going to get in there, you're going to kind of warm up a little bit, but it's going to stiffen up on you a little bit from not moving around for a set of periods.
Okay, as you think about the first half and analyze what we have seen, and you can look speculate toward the second half, isn't that the thing right now? Cannon Mitchell, how well is he? I mean, is his wellness not really what this pivots at?
Yeah, I mean, that's where everything for this Rossville team is centered around Cannon Mitchell. And we talked about it early on in the ballgame that he's responsible for, I'm going to guess, conservatively 80% of your offense this season. And so, you know, with him either running the football or him throwing the football has been everything that Rossville relies on. So, if he is hindered in any way in the second half, it's going to, or any games going further, if they can move on after this one, it's going to be something to keep an eye on.
Well, we are going to be talking about tomorrow's game and a little bit more stuff when we come back. But right now we're going to take a little bit of a break here from Rossville, Kansas. It's halftime in this KSHSAA postseason playoff game. Your intermission score from Rossville, Kansas. It's the Rossville Bulldogs 33, Jefferson County North 6. And we're going to kick it back to our man, Joseph, who's in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Can't wait to bring you a playoff halftime.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Free State Electric Cooperative, powering up Friday night.
Hi, I'm Kelby. I farm and raise cattle in Jefferson County. Numerous things go into ensuring our success in agriculture. For many, that includes having a banker who understands farming and takes a personal interest in meeting a customer's financial needs. You'll find this at Union State Bank of McLeod. With their help, I've been able to expand my farming operation over the last decade. If you're in need of a bank, call them for your ag, residential, and personal lending.
NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got a heck of a game coming up for you tomorrow. It's a classic, as Baker will be playing host to the Benedictine Ravens. Join us for kickoff at 1 p.m., but of course, tune in a little bit early for the pregame show, right around 12:40 or so, to make sure that you hear all of it. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look. Tom and Gus Kautz will have the local, regional, and national sports scene. Join us immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night, we'll probably have some football right here at Hot Country 93.7, but we don't know exactly who we'll be hearing. That will, too, be announced sometime, probably very early this week. I'm thinking by Monday evening's sports report. Next Saturday brings us to Mid-America Nazarene University visiting here in Atchison, taking on the Ravens. Tune in for the pregame right around 12:40 or so. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
When you insure your ag operation with Farm Bureau Financial Services, you'll team up with me, Farm Bureau Agent Angie Hughes, to create a customized plan that is right for your business. We believe strong working relationships should be rewarded. That's why you'll be eligible for the Ag Advantage and Ag Plus Rewards discounts that can continue to grow over time. Contact me, Farm Bureau Agent Angie Hughes, today to learn more. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester is more than just a meat processing facility. Contact them in Winchester, Kansas today to ask about their retail selection, as well as custom slaughtering and your general meat processing. Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester, Kansas. Proud to support local athletes.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Taking a look around the area, in the third quarter, it is still Silver Lake 7 over Sabetha's 0. However, Sabetha is in the end zone right now, so that is likely to change relatively soon. We do have a final to report in the Holton-Frontenac game. It was Holton 14 to Frontenac 6. Riverside and Centralia, the last score that I got reported on was at the end of the first quarter, where it was Riverside 14 to Centralia's 0. At the half, it was Axtell 32 to Rural Vista 0. Olpe was leading Jackson Heights 14 to 7 at the half. And in this game, we've got the Rossville Dogs at 33 points to JCN Chargers 6. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus in just a little while, but first we'll take a good look at that weather eye forecast in just a couple of moments.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletics, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College, where greatness begins.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag and Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
KT's Shortstop in Winchester is your stop for cold drinks, hot drinks, snacks, fuel, and so much more. Stop in before or after the game for a snack, a beverage, and to top off the tank. KT's Shortstop in Winchester. Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway, or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates. Take it to the next level.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast.
cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 41. North winds at around 5 miles an hour. High of 57. Tomorrow, cloudy. Chance for rain mixing with and changing to snow. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 25. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 30s to the mid 40s. Chance of flurries Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Looks like I'm digging up the cannons tomorrow. Right now, it is sitting at 48 degrees in downtown Atchison. It feels like 48. The wind is negligible out of the west at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 57%. The dew point, 33 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 29.81 inches of mercury. We've got good, clear conditions out there. Visibility is about 10 miles. The moon phase is, of course, waning gibbous right now. We'll be joining Tom and Gus Kautz, Fieldside, in just a few moments.
This is Dan Rappaport with Exchange Bank and Trust, where we have a lot more than money invested in our communities. We're your neighbors, involved with local schools and charities. Communities where we have invested our time, our interest, and our heritage for nearly 170 years. Offering hometown service and modern technology. If you're looking for strong financial advice, personal banking products, or competitive loan rates, look no further than Exchange Bank. Stop by today or visit us online at ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Whether it rolls down the highway or across the field, Nortonville Parts and Service is your solution for equipment repair. With a broad inventory of parts on hand and technicians with years of experience, Nortonville Parts and Service provides quality repairs and service on tractors, trucks, combines, ag equipment, even your daily driver. When your next breakdown happens, call Nortonville Parts and Service at 913-886-2960 or come by the shop at 115 Taggart Avenue. That's Nortonville Parts and Service.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Free State Electric Cooperative, powering up Friday night.
Hi, I'm Kelby. I farm and raise cattle in Jefferson County. Numerous things go into ensuring our success in agriculture. For many, that includes having a banker who understands farming and takes a personal interest in meeting a customer's financial needs. You'll find this at Union State Bank of McLeod. With their help, I've been able to expand my farming operation over the last decade. If you're in need of a bank, call them for your ag, residential, and personal lending.
NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7. It's time now for second half action of our high school football game of the week.
And that it is. Welcome back once again to Rossville, Kansas, everyone, as it is halftime in this KSHSAA playoff football game here in Rossville. And the home team, the Bulldogs, lead Jefferson County North 33-6 as we get set to go to the second half. Welcome back, Joseph, producing and engineering and doing halftime magic in the CARE studio. Gus Kautz with me here upstairs. Tom Kautz and Gus, the Chargers not in the locker room very long at halftime. The Dogs have just now raced out of the field with very little time before the second half begins. They did. I don't know if they're going to have time to warm up. I'm not sure they're going to.
Oh, yeah, we're going to throw, right? You still haven't thrown the three on?
I suppose.
So I think Rossville.
Can you warm up in 3 minutes? Seriously, come on now.
Do you need to warm up to start the second half? I mean, that was always kind of my argument was,
I'm still warm.
How tightened up did you get by going into the locker room? You were still kind of bouncing around a little bit. You're going to be just fine. Hey, a lot of interesting games going on, Joseph. updated you on a few of those things, but the one that kind of stands out to me, how about in class 4A?
Yeah.
Baser, Linwood, and DeSoto tied at 14.
Oh. We knew that was going to be really, really good.
Right. The last thing the number one team wants is to see a conference opponent in round two and a conference opponent that played them to a two-point game earlier in the season. So, yes, Baser, Linwood, and DeSoto tied at 14, and that's one of those to keep an eye on as the evening goes along. Aquinas and Mill Valley are also tied at 14.
Okay, so. While you got 4A opener, how's Kingpin doing? I pulled out my keeping my caramel hat tonight, so how's that going there? Any idea?
Keeping just nope. Yet.
Nothing from Wichita?
If I come across it, yeah. I will keep you in the loop.
In Wichita, they probably have some, limited electronic means for sharing information. Like
you know, out stuff. There in western Kansas.
Way out west like that. That's great. Well, Jefferson County North goes into the locker room. Gus, we talked about it briefly at the conclusion of the first half. They feel way better than they did, you know, with 2 minutes to go in the half. They got points on the board and did some nice things
and
successfully drove down the field.
When you look at that last drive, we talked about it. That possession started with 4:21 left in the first half, right?
Uh-huh.
And we said this is a big possession in the sense of you wanted to see him use the clock and you wanted to see him go down. Didn't necessarily have to score. I just wanted to see him keep the ball away from Rossville. Now, they were able to go down, capitalize by hitting Rex Furman for that touchdown pass. Now, the only thing for JCN, though, is that, remember back to the start of the game where Rossville won and deferred to the second half, Rossville will get the ball to start the second half here. So
we're going to know right away what the quarterback situation for the Dogs is.
Yeah, and it'll be really interesting to see. They didn't go out there. Didn't throw any passes before
up at all.
Right. So those guys have all kind of stayed on the sidelines. So we haven't really had a chance to kind of, you know, look behind the curtain. And you look over there and you do see Cannon Mitchell kind of jogging around a little bit. So, again, it'll be interesting to see how he progresses here in the second half. And as the game progresses, does that thing stay loose for him?
Yeah, and we always talk, you know, it's long range, you know, it's the big picture, it's the, you know, all of that. So if you're Rossville, don't you think you're leading 33-6 at halftime? I mean, you probably just don't want to, like, throw him out there and just, like, try to even wear him out in the second half, you know, at this point, unless you need to at some point. I mean, I would think that I would be cautious about utilizing the man. We'll see how it all shakes out. Two return men back deep.
Okay. Got a halftime score for you.
Okay.
Capen had what? Andover Central?
Correct.
Halftime.
Yeah.
Capen is moving around too. They're up 48-0 at the half.
Oh. Well, that's a pretty good start.
So I'm going to guess.
That's the first half.
That they're set. So the number one team in the West.
You're calling this one? Is this like the election coming in with 2% of the vote counted?
Right. Yeah. Doing it.
Okay. Here's the Charger kickoff. It is low. It bounds at the 25, taking it to the 20-yard line on the near side. 35 and up to 40. Caught from behind. Drug down at the 50-yard line.
That time the tackle for JCN coming by Merrick Knoll.
So, Donovan with a return, and for Rossville, great field position to begin the second half. First and 10 at the midfield stripe, and we're going to see, Gus, Cannon Mitchell as he comes out to quarterback this team. Now, there was never any question, I don't think, that he was going to be the quarterback. Question is, how is the team going to work? And right away, I can tell you, he's got a running back beside him, and we didn't see that until that last series. They're going to spread out their wide receivers another step or two. First and 10 to the 50-yard line. Motion near side, handoff running back, goes in the middle of the line, and again, look at him, breakthrough, and run up the sideline, dances, keeps his balance. How far do they say he moves it in to Charger territory? Around the 35. Picking up about 15, and again, hits off the right tackle, gets to the edge, and then just everything he can to try to maintain his balance and stay in for every inch he could gain.
And hit that tightrope along the near sideline there and able to take it all the way down to, we're going to mark this thing at the 33-yard line. We'll be first and 10 for Rossville.
And again, you're going to see the Dogs take their time. They look over to the coaching staff. Running back is going to be Connor Bush, number
number 5. And again, the number is not real easy to see, the black number on these bright red uniforms. And Bush will take the handoff, go straight ahead, and a very solid ankle tackle for Jefferson County North is made.
Kyle Burnett right there, a sophomore, able to make the stop on the play for JCN.
So to pick up about 4 yards, maybe. Let's call it a second down 6, just inside the 30-yard line. Half a minute into the second half. And look at that receiver wide, wide, wide to the left side in a tremendous height mismatch. Receiver much taller than the Charger defender in front of him. Handoff running back bounces outside, hit at the line of scrimmage, and again pulls away from the tackler. And guess what was going to be a TFL turns into a gain of a couple 3 yards.
Yeah, and Knox Heston finally able to come up and clean that thing up, and it will bring up now a 3rd down 4. Rostel, and I'm going to tell you that here in the second half, it's kind of how the first half ended, that Cannon Mitchell is not going to be your first option at moving the football right now.
Nope, but with no one in the backfield with him, he is going to be throwing the ball here. On a 3rd down 5, you can look for the pass. You pin your ears back and go after him. He's back to throw, throws it left side. Man wide open. Starts to the outside, dances back into the field of play. He's going to be close to the first down. The official is going to mark him right at, they're going to say move the stick. I thought maybe it was just right there.
Knox Heston over there along with Christopher Knoll on the stop.
So Rossville moving the ball on their first possession of the second half. 1st and 10 now at the Charger 20-yard line. 10:20 to go in the third. Jimmy will take it. Handoff, running back. It's that same play we've seen over and over and over again, but this time it is not going anywhere. JCN has seen about enough of that, and they plug up the gap and fill up the hole, and nice bit of defense. And Gus, the guy who is really getting, should be getting some accolades, Rex Furman makes the tackle.
Rex Furman has had an outstanding game tonight so far for JCN. Making the tackles, he's got a couple big catches, has the touchdown right now for JCN, and he's been all over the field and doing everything that Coach Schneider has asked of him tonight.
Chargers, defense out there, Rossville 2nd and 10. Quarterback back to throw. Same pass they've thrown so many times. Hit that big receiver. He breaks another tackle and slides down, picking up about 4.
Cameron
comes up limping.
He's coming up a little slow right there. Nice tackle out there by Brody Van Dyke. Brody has done a real nice job staying right in his hip pocket all night.
Not an easy chore right there. That's a tough assignment. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Quarterback stops, walks away, comes over toward coach. They change the play. He did not like the alignment. Now they're going to again go motion. Quarterback will keep it himself. He'll hit the middle of the line, spun around, but it's going to be a pretty short game.
Cannon Mitchell with the run.
Cameron is going to be stopped, and is it going to be enough for a first down? They're going to say it is. So Mitchell is able to pick up the first down, Gus, and right at the 10-yard line. It is 1st and goal at the 10. They cannot pick up a first down, and that ball is just nose up to the 10-yard line. Rossville with their first possession of the second half. They've held the ball now for 3.5 minutes and are driving at the 10-yard line of the Chargers. Quarterback is going to keep it himself. Gaping hole. He will walk in untouched. No one around. Cameron Mitchell. He went into the left side, and Gus could have driven the team bus right through that spot. 8:28 to go in the third.
And for Cameron Mitchell, that's going to be his 3rd rushing touchdown of the evening. His 1st one since back in the early moments of the 2nd quarter.
Looking for another PAT. Hit their first couple, missed the last one, and so another point after effort coming up here for the Dogs. They look to extend their lead. It is placed and kicked, and it's just in there. Time out on the field at 8:28 to go. We're in the 3rd quarter in Rossville, Kansas. It's the Dogs 40, the Chargers 6.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, Jefferson County North is putting its kick return unit out of the field, and they're getting set to have their first possession of the second half. Yes, JCN is going to be back deep with Christopher Knoll and Brody Van Dyke. They will settle in, between the 15, 20-yard line.
Warmer by not sitting on the middle bench.
Yeah, me too.
Right?
Standing up is a benefit here. Here's the boot. It's away. End over end and bounding and off a hop. It'll be taken to the 15. Coming up the near sideline, stopping, trying to find a spot, but we're going to pick up a little extra yardage across the 25. Chargers. Offense coming out of the field. First and 10 around the 27, 28-yard line.
Dean Thompson.
Again, we talk about the crowd. Not a huge crowd, but a nice crowd coming out here on a chilly November Friday night. JCN is going to run a receiver wide to the left side. And kicking out over here is going to be Christopher Knoll. Christopher's been one of those also with those do-it-all kind of guys. Here's a pitch to the outside. Needing to block, getting to the edge, and there is no block to get to the edge. Nice pursuit and a nice defensive play for Rossville by Andre Johnson out there. So Johnson making a stop, and the Chargers, no gain. They're going to give him a good spot. Gain of a yard on the play. Ladies, 7:50 to play in the third quarter. Jefferson County North on a second down and 9. Are at the 30-yard line, their own. Snap is back. Will is back. Fires one into the flat, and it's going to be out of the reach of his intended receiver. And here's the deal, Gus. That ball had to be thrown out of his reach because there was an outside linebacker or a corner who was in there, and he had a really good angle on that. If you pulled it in any closer to the receiver, he was going to get in front of it.
Yeah, it was one of those plays where so often you hear people talk about it and break it down that you throw it only to where your receiver can get it. Well, that's exactly where that ball was thrown because, again, any more towards the body, had a real good shot of being intercepted.
Motion is going to come to the right side again, a high snap. Will's able to pull it down, lost one, right side, downfield, and a leap, and it's going to go incomplete. And the Chargers very, very fortunate that that was not picked up.
That time
it
they
went
were,
up in the air.
Yeah, that time they were looking over here in the near flat, or the far flat, to Brody Van Dyke. He was being guarded by Cameron Miller, but had stepped in front of him and just couldn't quite haul it in. And for JCN, they're going to be looking at a 4th and 9 and another punt situation for the Chargers.
Defense exits the field as Connor Bush is going to be the return man, and this punt is straight up and going backward and backward. And
at times, the punt or the snap was a little low. He had to go down and pick it up. And by the time he went down and picked it up, Cale Horak was in the backfield and, again, just swung wildly. And that thing went right off the edge of the foot. And, again, not a great punt.
Yeah, it's going to be negative yardage on that kick. The officials, they have not moved the sticks yet. I don't know why. Here they go. So that punt will be for... Oh, I probably lost it maybe 5 or 6. It was originally at the 30-yard line. It's going to be marked at the 24, so minus 6 yards on that.
Right?
Right, that's who you got to have do something. Woo, that's not enough. That's two games in a row like that. 7:20 to play in the third quarter. Rossville is going to begin this series in great, great, great field position. Handoff running back. He'll bounce outside. He is going to go all the way into the end zone. Touchdown, Rossville. Holding the ball wide and high and aloft as he runs downfield, and Rossville up 46-6. 7:12 to play. Still in the third quarter. PAT coming up for the Dogs. And that time, because it was just wide open outside, and once he got beyond the line of scrimmage, there was nothing between him and Paydirt. Another point after effort. Down and up, and that one is not even close. We're going to get a timeout. Taking a break. 7:12 to go, third quarter. Rossville 46, JCN 6.
When you insure your ag operation with Farm Bureau Financial Services, you'll team up with me, Farm Bureau Agent Angie Hughes, to create a customized plan that is right for your business. We believe strong working relationships should be rewarded. That's why you'll be eligible for the Ag Advantage and Ag Plus Rewards discounts that can continue to grow over time. Contact me, Farm Bureau Agent Angie Hughes, today to learn more. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Burgess. 7:12 to go in the third quarter. Announcing the Buddy the Bulldog raffle winner. Now, I'm hoping, well, I would like to think if I'd known there was a raffle, we'd jumped in there, but are they raffling off Buddy, or is it just like a ride around the track in Buddy?
I don't know. I would like to drive.
That'd be fun. Bulldog is a huge, I'm betting it's maybe paper mache or something, kind of a huge, huge statue. It's like
awesome.
The Georgia Bulldog, only this thing is 12 foot tall and probably 18, 20 feet long, and it's on a pedestal.
It's motorized.
It's motorized, and there's somebody driving it. Here's a run straight up the middle, and a huge return for JCN, still running at the 35, at the 40-yard line, and all the way to the 43. What a great return for the Chargers. Give it to Chris Knoll. Christopher.
Yeah, Christopher Knoll doing a great job right there. It's one of those things where, you know, at this point, it's a pride thing. And that time, just lowered the shoulder, ran by a couple guys, and then barreled over two defenders as he got up to the 40 and finally brought down at the 43-yard line. It'll be first and 10 there for the Chargers.
Back to Buddy down here on the wheels. It reminds you of an Animal House. You remember the parade when they had, like, the big cake, you know, that they were driving through the parade? That's what it puts me in the mind of. I don't know. It's fantastic. First and 10. Here come the Chargers from their own 43. Quarterback is back. Will, looking with time, gets it away out of the backfield to the 40, 45, across midfield to the 48-yard line. Nice pass. And that time, you know, the big deal was he had a minute. He was able to allow a receiver to free up and hit him.
And, you know, one of the guys tonight for JCN who's had some great yardage has been Knox Heston. He's the guy who caught that pass. He's run the ball really well here in the last couple quarters. So
Chargers take it across midfield. They're at the 47-yard line of Rossville. Rossville, what's that defense? What would you call it? Four down linemen and then kind of a mismatch in the middle. Here's a pass over the middle, and it's going to be Furman, but he loses his footing as he tries to turn it upfield. Going to pick up a couple 3 yards.
Yeah, but it's enough to pick up the first down. So they'll get it all the way down to the 45-yard line. And, yeah, you know, you look at this defense for Rossville. They started the game out in a 43, and they walked the outside linebackers way outside. So the only guy in the box really was the middle linebacker. But as the game has progressed, they've just tightened it up and brought those outside linebackers in over the defensive end.
Now you've got one deep is all you've got over the top for Rossville. And here's a quick handoff, and Noel will slide into the right side. Kind of pick up a tough yard inside the 45, giving the 44-yard line, and it's going to bring up a second and 9. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Rossville with a commanding 46-6 lead here at home. Rossville's had an outstanding season. JCN had a fantastic season. Both of them coming in tonight at 8-1. Second down 9. Chargers with the football across midfield. A lot of shuffling on the defensive front, and we're going to get a JCN timeout. Taking a break with the Chargers. 5:20 left in the third. It's Rossville 46, Jeff North 6.
Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester is more than just a meat processing facility. Contact them in Winchester, Kansas today to ask about their retail selection, as well as custom slaughtering and your general meat processing. Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester, Kansas, proud to support local athletes.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
As we return to the home of the dogs here, Gus is hurriedly doing research because the winner of this game, as you mentioned, is going to have the winner of the Colgan-Troy game that was a 6 o'clock kickoff because of the geography involved. They moved that up an hour. So they very likely are complete with that one. So we'll see if we can find out who the opponent for the winner of this one might be. Quarterback is back to throw for J.C. over the middle into traffic and a leaping catch. Did Brody haul it down? He did. What a catch by Brody Van Dyke, because he had gotten inside the 6'5" coverage guy and took it away.
You know, he has really owned Cameron Miller tonight, done a nice job of getting in front of him and just having a good game against him. And so the winner of this game, bring on the Panthers.
There you go.
St. Mary's Colgan knocked off Troy tonight, 56-0.
Here's a lob looking for the end zone. He's got his man, and it's just on the outside shoulder and out of reach. Because in double coverage, I'm going to tell you what, for JCN, Christopher Nolan gotten himself a little daylight.
Yeah, he did a nice job of, it was a little double move, cut in and then back out. And on the out move, he had a shot at that football, but again, just a little out of his reach.
Clock stops with the incompletion with 4 minutes and 50 to go in the third quarter. It is still 46-6. Rossville in front, but the Chargers moving the football. It's going to bring up a second down 10. Back to throw again. The look over the middle. It's going to be caught by Furman. He'll be down near the 20-yard line. And that pass, again, Gus, the Chargers are absolutely not afraid to throw into the middle. And those are not like tunnel screens where you've got people moving. They're throwing into the middle of a defense that's standing there waiting for it. Now for Jefferson County North, it's going to be Cash Warner coming in. Here's the deal with Cash. He's a freshman. He's also extremely tall. He is a big, big young man out there. They're going to go with a little couple backs and a handoff to Knox, and he's going to power forward inside the 20, but he's going to be short of the first down.
Yeah, they're going to give him two on the play. Andre Johnson makes the stop, but for GCN, they're now looking at a fourth and two. So on third and four, they split the difference, ranking now a fourth and two.
46-6, 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Chargers at the 19-yard line. Going for it here on fourth down. And again, split backs, one on each side of the quarterback. He'll take it, drop back, roll right, throw the pass, and it is going to be broken up. Is there a penalty? I was going to say, there were two guys around the receiver, and one of them was laying on Brody's back as he was climbing over him for the football, and there is a marker down thrown from the 10-yard line.
Now, the Rossville coaching staff is saying it's tipped, and a way around that is you can say it was a holding. They're going to say maybe tipped. Wave it off. So they're going to say the ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage. That way you can't have pass interference.
Right. Once the ball gets touched, that is no longer a thing. So for the Chargers, a great series, a great drive downfield, but it gets stymied inside the 20-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Rossville. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Rossville back out over the football, and it is going to be Cameron Mitchell. So, Cameron, was he tricking us, Gus? Was that a Jedi mind trick with the ankle? Because he really ran well there in that last series when he needed to. He will take the ball, hand off to his fullback, who just dives forward. And he dives forward because he had the pegs taken out from beneath him. Nice defense by Alex Easterday.
Yep, Alex Easterday, a junior for that defensive line group of JCN. Nice job, able to trip up the running back. They're going to say no gain on the play. It'll bring up a second and 10 with 3:10 left here in the third quarter. Hey, bird season opens this weekend in Kansas, right? I feel like I heard that somewhere.
Does that mean that there's, you know, people going to be out having breakfast?
And, no.
Hey, here we go. QB back, fires it quickly to the near side. Caught at the line of scrimmage, cutting back into the grain and picking up about 5 yards.
That time, Andre Johnson caught the ball right here on the near sideline, hits the brakes, rolls back into the field of play, able to pick up about 6 on the play. That'll bring up now a third and 4 with 2:40 left in the third quarter. Excuse me. Right now, you have Rossville with a 40-point lead in the football. Taking a little more time here as the game has progressed, looking over at the far sideline to get the play call from their coaching staff.
Two receivers, I mean, maybe even three. That tight end is a couple steps off the tackle on the left side, and we'll cut to the middle. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. Hit, breaks away, hit again, breaks away, hit again, stop short of the first down.
And that's just, I'm going to say, a lot of punishment that Cannon Mitchell's taking to only pick up about a yard.
Yeah.
He's going to bring up 4th and 2 right now for Rossville.
Every time he would get hit and he would kind of pull away, but he was bouncing outside. He was not progressing forward and moving it downfield. He was bouncing out and bouncing out. And do you really think Rossville is thinking about going for it here? I mean, they're talking over the quarterback staying out there. It is 4th and 2 inside their own 30-yard line, and they're going to leave the offense in. That's an interesting call.
Yeah, because I don't think Cannon's probably kicking.
Here's a snap. He'll take it to the ankles. Quick pass to the middle, and it is caught for a first down across the 35 to the 36-yard line.
That time is a quick pass, and Jack Donovan over here, just again, that quick slant has been the pass that they've gone to all night when they've needed yardage. It's because it's an indefensible play by the cornerback. You have to get a safety or a linebacker to try to step in front of that or a defensive end to get a hand up and just disrupt the timing of that pass.
Rossville has been... You talk about the two-page playbook. They've had a page and a half. I mean, they've not gone very deep. We've seen, four or five plays, basically, and minor variations on those plays tonight. Here's a little jet sweep to the left side. That's going nowhere.
That time Rex Furman was out there. You also had in on the stop Alex Easterday for JCN. So a nice job of getting in the box, making some tackles, and no gain on the play. It'll bring up now a 2nd and 10, 35 seconds left in the third quarter. And there's about 4 seconds to separate the game clock from the play clock. So Rossville will have to snap it at least one more time.
Yep. And this, I think, is fair to say, going to be the last play of quarter number 3. QB looks over to the far side, takes his time, plenty of time on the play clock. We're down at 10. Motion again to the right. But the handoff to the running back, and he puts his head down and just pushes and bowls his way for about 4, and that is the end of the third quarter. We'll be back. It'll bring up a 3rd down 6 when we return after 3 in Rossville. It's the Dogs 46, Jeff North 6.
Voted best plumber in the best of the best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Tomorrow, there will be more football on CARE Radio, and it's going to be a fantastic ball game as the Benedictine Ravens are going to be on the road for game 10 of the season. The Ravens 8-1, and they are going to be in Baldwin City, and we're going to be with them, Gus. It'll be Benedictine Baker. Just the sound of that takes you, harkens great, great games of seasons gone by. This one should be no different. The winner of this one, Gus, will go to the playoffs.
Yeah. I don't disagree.
It's simple math.
I will tell you that if Baker, here's the deal. Baker has to win tomorrow.
Must.
And if they lose, they're done, right?
Yeah.
No reason to play the last game.
No.
So just throw all that out there.
Here's a quarterback. He's going to keep it himself, and that didn't work very well. He's been driven back, pushed back, and finally going to be pummeled to the ground. They will say his furthest progression is going to be a loss of about 3. So now it'll bring up a 4th down and 8. Let's see if Rossville goes for it again here, but perhaps they'd elect to punt this time.
You know that if Rossville punts right here, and I've kind of let that go to the wayside, this will be their first punt of the evening.
Yeah. How crazy is that? Chargers are going to have a return man back at the 25-yard line. That looks like an awfully deep drop. And he's still backpedaling. So they must know something that I don't know. This pender must be very, very good. He's standing at his own, maybe 22, awaiting the snap of the football. Snap. Perfect. Kick. It is really good. He's spot on. Took it right where he stood, covered a fair catch at the 25. That is a nice, strong punt. 25, 35, 40-yard punt. That's a really good high school punt.
And you know what I was really impressed by? The punt was fantastic. Great. I love it. I was impressed by the snap. Did you see how fast that ball got back there?
Spot
on. That thing was, it didn't lag, it didn't loop. I mean, that thing was back there like a rocket. I've heard punters say that sometimes it feels like it takes forever for that ball to get there.
Yeah. And I'm going to talk to Coach Osborne with that exact same line in the pregame tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to ask him exactly about that. Here's the quarterback keeping himself, and Will is going to work his way and fight his way for about three. Give him the 28-yard line as we are 11 minutes to play. Will getting a hand up to his feet from one of his linemen as they spot this thing down. Jason's going to bring Brody in. They're going to take out a tight end, and they're going to bring in an extra wide receiver on a second down 7 call.
Take Cash Warner out of the ballgame, a freshman, and bring Brody back in, and we'll line him up wide to the right side.
Motion left. And here's a handoff. Noel gets to the edge. And here's what he did that time, Gus, that I think is kind of interesting. As Merrick got to the edge, he did not try to leg it out and race to the outside to try to outrun everybody. He cut right back in, just right off of the left end, and kept it well in the middle of the field and came back up, made a nice gain at 3rd and 1. So if they've got that defense spread wide from sideline to sideline, and you're just not going to get around it, and here he does the same thing again, picks up a first down with several yards to spare, give him 4 more, 1st and 10.
Yeah, by running, you know, more guys out in the pattern, you're kind of now working against the soft box right there, which just means that there are fewer guys in the middle. So you have a better shot of going man up instead of an extra defender over there. But, yeah, that's what they're doing right there, able to pick up the first down, keep this drive alive, 9:40 left here in the fourth quarter.
And I just scanned, Rossville has all 11 of his original starting defensive players in a ball game. They're not switching up any personnel. Here's a handoff running to the right side, and Brody is going to get across the 40, and then he's going to be stood up and then ultimately driven backward, but it's going to be another 3-yard JC in gain. Love the way the Chargers playing hard all the way through this contest here today with 9:20 to go in the game. Plays are being shuttled in and out with those receivers from Coach Schneider here along the near sideline, the Chargers sideline. It's going to bring up a second down and about a half a dozen. Noel will take it and again gets to the edge, cuts it back in, and didn't go for quite as much as the last time, but another couple of yards, 3rd down 5 for Jefferson County North. Time, though, becoming an issue as the clock rolling along. We're 8.5 minutes remaining today. High school football scoreboard show coming up after the area games are complete. And you'll be able to tune that in over on our sister station, 103.9. Just don't forget to come back here to 93.7 tomorrow for Benedictine football. Do not want to miss that. Long count, back to throw. Over the middle. He's got his man, and there's Parker's all over. And there's another one coming in from the other side of the field. I don't think there's a marker in anybody's pocket right now. They'll be picking up laundry for the next 5 minutes. That was a well-designed play, and JCN was, again, looking for Rex Furman. And defenders, here's the deal. As a defender, you got an option. You let him catch it and pick up big yardage, or you tackle him and hope that nobody calls it.
And here, in high school, college,
not a spot foul.
It's not a spot foul.
Yeah.
So the only time it becomes a spot foul, and it's weird, is if it's less than the penalty marker. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if it's a 3-yard pass, or let's make it a little longer, a 7-yard pass, you don't get the 15, you get the 7. So
that makes it even more,
it's a little more advantageous to make that play in the box, right?
Yeah.
Like that receiver screaming across the middle, you're like, let's make him think about it next time. And now the official is going to stop play for a moment as got a Rossville player with, I think it's just an equipment malfunction.
With they're running him off the field, I'm waiting to see if they're who they're going to run back in. Here we go. Marco Bang in. Somebody
somebody different.
Yeah, Hirsch is going to check back in. The 6'1", 230-pound sophomore. We've not really seen him out in the ballgame on offense or defense, but he's been really active on the special team side, especially on kick coverage tonight.
Chargers on a 1st and 10 call. Sweep to the outside. First guy misses. Second guy, third guy, fourth guy. We'll make the tackle down around the 40-yard line. And again, just Hardman. Oh, there's a penalty marker that flew from completely across the field. It had nothing to do with that play or that carry of the football. And we'll see what this is going to be all about. And it's kind of hard with the official with his back toward us. But here we go. Unsportsmanlike conduct. Rossville.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
All right. Disappointing.
Yeah, you know, and that's kind of been a little trend tonight for Rossville. There's been a handful of these unsportsmanlike conduct against Rossville, which, again, they've had a long-time coaching staff, long-time head coach, but this team has had just a few more penalties than I think that the coaches would be thrilled with, you know, those 15-yard variety ones.
And if anybody's curious, there is no running clock here because the clock did stop as they stopped that play. And now we are back to action. It is a 1st and 10 for the Chargers. Off that penalty, quarterback is back. Going to the end zone. It's going to be caught, and they're going to say down inside the 10. What a catch again. Now, Gus, you know who got that ball, right?
You don't even have to look.
No.
Rex Furman with a nice catch over the middle. Takes it down. They're going to mark him just shy of the 5. They're going to put him down at the 6. We'll be 1st and goal right there. So give him, what, like 18 yards on that reception right there for Rex Furman. Nice pass from Will Elias.
And now the handoff will go to the right side, inside the 5, down to maybe the 3. They're going to mark it at the 3-yard line. It'll bring up a 2nd and goal. 7:11 to play in the game.
Running the ball right there, Merrick Knoll for JC and the junior. Able to power down inside the 5. They're going to put this thing down at the 4-yard line. We'll be 2nd and goal there.
The crowd, both sides, because they've really hung on well. We've been talking about the crowd through the course of the evening. Nobody's left. Nobody's gone home. Here's a handoff straight into the middle, and the Chargers in the end zone. Touchdown, Jefferson County North.
That time, Merrick Knoll running right off the right side, powers in and gets the touchdown. And for Merrick, that'll be his first score of the evening, and for JCN, it'll be their 2nd touchdown tonight.
And the Chargers, again, will go for 2. And this is nothing unusual. It's got nothing to do with the score. It's got nothing to do with anything except that for 10 games this year, they've gone for 2-point conversions every time they've gotten into the end zone. It is what they do. And the officials are going to stop playing. Chargers are going to take a timeout. We're going to hang on to it because they are going to just try to figure out what they are going to want to do with a 2-point conversion here with 6 minutes and 48 to play. Jefferson County North is going to have 1 timeout remaining here as we're just almost midway through the 3rd quarter. Boy, it's hard to believe that at this point of the year, we are trimming down teams. And after tonight, yeah, you're going to be what, half of the teams in the state are finished, yeah?
Yep. You know, because, again, like
more than half.
Yeah, because last week we got rid of the, the non-bracketed play teams along with half of the bracketed teams. So, yeah, I mean, we're down to, what, like
30% of the teams left
in the state. So, again, rapidly moving towards the end of the season. And, again,
championship weekend is like thanks right after Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah. And that'll be like, what, week 2 of the NAIA playoffs, which for BC, hopefully that's the first game they have to play.
At home? Yeah. So here we go, the 2-point conversion for the Chargers. Quarterback rolling, looking to throw, fires one into the end zone, batted away, it's incomplete. We will take our timeout. It occurs at 6:48 to go in the game. Rossville 46, Jeff North 12.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletics, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College, where great begins.
What is your name?
AAIR-FM Horton Atchison.
Want to hear something cool?
Playing today's hit country along with local news, sports, and weather.
So here we are, what, a couple of hours into the ball game, and Jefferson County North puts a second touchdown of the game. Joseph just did that. Joseph beat me to the draw on the ID. Here's the Charger kickoff, and it'll be fielded and brought into the middle of the field and swamped across the 25-yard line to mark him down at the 27. First and 10 for Rossville. So here comes the Dogs offense. 6:42 to play in the game tonight. And you say Rossville is looking to be meeting up with Colgan out of Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Colgan with a win already tonight because they played Troy in an early game, just with the travel distance there. So they played an hour earlier. And so the Panthers of Colgan waiting for the winner of this game.
And here's Rossville. The quarterback is going to keep it himself. He's going to be chased all the way across the field. And there is a late penalty. Was the tackle being continued after the whistle, or was there something else that happened? The flag flies in the vicinity of where the quarterback was being tackled. And again, it's interesting that the quarterback is still out there and still looking to run the ball. It's going to be a face mask call against JCN. So as they were out there battling to make the stop on Cannon Mitchell, the Chargers are going to be penalized. Clock stopping here. It's 6:33 to go.
Capen might be okay tonight, but Carroll is not.
Oh, no.
I'm trailing Great Bend tonight, 42-0.
You're right there. They're maybe in trouble.
They're not having the kind of night they would have anticipated.
Here we go, first and 10. Rossville with its starting unit out of the field, 6:20 to go in the game, leading by 34 points. He'll come right. QB will hand off, running back, bounces outside, and runs up the far sideline. And at what point does he step out of bounds? Here's always a hard thing, and this is a Mahomes thing. This is a running back who likes to go up the sideline thing. At what point do you know when he stepped out? If you're like ready to lay the leather on him, and then he takes a quick sidestep and he's out of bounds when you hit him, that's a dicey no-call decision.
It's so tough for defenders. And
yeah.
I know it's an offensive game, but yes. And I like the offense. You know that. Give me as much offense, as many points as you can. I sometimes...
So you didn't like that Denver game?
I sometimes think that, there should only be 9 defenders on the field at a time.
But
that is such a tough play for a defender on the sideline.
Here's a handoff into the middle, and even though he was stopped at the line of scrimmage, was able to fall forward for a yard, but it is not going to be adequate to achieve first down yardage. They've got to get another yard or two, third down and a couple.
Finally went.
There we go. So, Capen, not Carmel, Catholic High School with a substantial win tonight over Andover Central. Third down and a pair. It's a very long count. Finally, the snap. Quarterback will keep it himself. Boots outside. And going to pick up a first down. Getting inside the 45-yard line. Picks up the first down with a couple of yards to spare. And Rossville will advance the chains. The clock stops to move the sticks. And then it's going to pick back up again.
Hey, am I wrong on this? So, they're talking tomorrow's playoff clinching games, right?
Yeah.
And they call Benedict and Baker a playoff clinching game. Correct. But only if Baker wins.
Correct.
Okay.
Only if Baker wins. Because, undefeated in the South.
Gotcha. Because if not, it would set up for what has happened with the last three consecutive years.
3 years. Can't anybody win the division. Here's the quarterback. Looks outside. He's got to run to the edge. Everybody misses him. He's got to go into the end zone unscathed. Touchdown, Rossville. So the Dogs fortunate to be able to put an additional score on the board that might just be the margin of victory tonight with 4:39 to play. Now leading it, 52-12. Yeah, there it is. So the starters being out of the field did what it was designed to do, get them beyond 50 tonight and move their lead to a 40-point differential with a PAT coming up. And we'll see whether they're going to continue to get them through the uprights. Again, it's been a little exciting, the point after work. Right foot, soccer-style kicker. It is down and launched and successful. Timeout, 4:39 to go in the ball game. Rossville 52, Jeff North 12.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag and Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Bit of a Friday night here in November, and gosh, you know, we kind of turn the page toward basketball a little bit. The University of Kansas with a game tonight, yeah. And the Jayhawks have one this evening.
Yeah, Jayhawks went to Chapel Hill and came up a little short in the second half.
How'd that go?
Not well.
Not well. Okay.
But the 87-74, the Tar Heels outscored Kansas by 21 in the second half.
Oh, my goodness.
But I have a crazy game happening for you.
Okay.
Well,
here's a little onside kick by Rossville, and the Chargers are able to get it covered up. They'll have it at their own 40.
From the outer banks of Holton, Kansas.
Yeah.
It would be Jackson Heights.
Correct.
Hosting Olpe.
Okay.
We're headed overtime.
Really? Wowzer. See, again, Olpe is a team that has been so successful for so many years. Some teams just have a knack for winning in the postseason. And how about that? And the kind of score that I like better than what you like.
I was going to say,
14-14 ball game as they go to the OT. They still might be over before we are, because we've seen nearly 70 points here tonight, 65. Here's the Chargers running to the right side, hard running by JCN. And I tell you what, I could not be more impressed with Knox tonight.
Yeah. Knox Heston has just run the ball so hard tonight, and he's just an aggressive runner. I don't know, sometimes you hear guys driving runners like that is angry runners, right? He just punishes people as he pushes forward. That time, an 8-yard pickup to set his team up with a 2nd and 2.
And here's a run into the right side again, and it's going to be first down yardage. They'll move the sticks, Jefferson County North, across midfield, and they go into Rossville territory. Get the sticks set. The officials out there begging him to wind the clock. The guys up there in the press box. But not where we are, but over there inside in the press box on the other side are ignoring him.
Hey, tomorrow we're not going to be in the press box either.
Yeah.
We're going to be super thankful that the people over in Baldwin are hospitable enough to let us enjoy the game.
We're happy to be there, man. Here's a nice high snap, fielded well, running to the outside, and short gain around the 45, maybe 46-yard line for Will. Chargers look at his 2nd down. Yeah, we're just going to be happy to be there. We've been there in worse weather than we're going to have tomorrow. Although, well, I'm still talking. They've been all week. One minute Saturday is going to be like 55 or 60, and next time it's going to be 50 and maybe raining. And so I can't keep track. Bill Spencer won't. I can't pin him down.
Here's a pass downfield, and
there we go.
There's another Rossville pass interference, and a JCN player really slow to get up. And that's when you go up in the air, and the guy just undercuts you like that. That's really unfortunate. I hate when that happens, and I'm glad that the Charger player seems to be okay, but he's going to come off the field. They're going to take a little bit of a look at him, and there's the pass interference against Rossville. That must be their fifth or sixth or so 15-yard penalty tonight.
Yeah, they've had so many penalties, and that's not something that we've seen a lot from Rossville over the years, but, again, a lot of penalties this evening for the Dogs.
They'll march it down. It'll go inside the 35-yard line. JCN has it at the Rossville 34. 3 minutes 02 to play. And, again, the official implores them to begin the clock, and there's a snap. Quarterback is back. Throws right. Has his man. It's going to be Knox. Drags a defender. Drags two defenders. Drags three defenders. What a nice carry. Nice catch and carry. See, that's kind of that double hard thing. You got to make the catch and then advance the ball. And you have to do it in that sequence. A lot of guys try to take off before they catch the ball. And it doesn't work.
Looking upfield before the ball gets there and one of those things. But Knox Esten has just been a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, he's been fantastic here tonight. 2.5 minutes to go. Chargers run a second down call. Will rolling right. Elias directing traffic. Going for the end zone, and it's caught out of bounds. Incomplete.
That time a nice job, and I didn't even have to pull out a program. That time Knox Heston right on the sideline with 2:22 left in this ballgame. And in the season.
Clock stops with that incompletion and the right corner of the end zone. Beautiful. Almost full moon. It was full like, what, two nights ago? Did you see that? Oh, it was spectacular. It's rising over the field here. Here's a feed into the middle, and Merrick drives inside the 20-yard line, moving the chains. The Chargers have another first and 10. JCN would, I think they'd feel good to end the season by punching one in here tonight, right?
And Merrick's going to get that thing all the way down to, that's about at the 21, I believe. Yeah.
I thought maybe they got inside the 20. They're going to call it 21.
But either way, enough to net them a first down.
Here's Brody wide to the left side. There's two receivers over there, but one defender. Is that me or not?
No, you're right.
Quarterback is back. He's throwing over the middle, and there's a big guy. You know he's catching that one inside.
Yeah, that's a great catch right there by Rex Furman, the big senior tight end. He's done a great job in the middle making those catches, and that time just jumped up right in front of the safety and hauls it in.
But again, JCN's two receivers to the left side, but the Dogs with a single coverage over the top of them.
They're kind of shading the safety that way, but again, if there was any play, he's not able to make it.
And Will Elias is going to keep it himself. He'll cut to the outside. He'll run to the corner, outrun the defender, the end zone, touchdown! Jefferson County North, the Chargers. Their third TD of the night, coming up with a minute 34 to play in the game.
Nice little run right there by Will Elias. Just ran a naked option to the left side. And what I mean by that is it started out as an option, then his option back takes off in front of him to block. And so he's out there on a quarterback run. Nice little play by Will Elias. And now a two-point attempt for GCN.
Chargers coming up to the line. It's going to be interesting to see how they decide to go about this. You got a lot of guys who deserve to have their hand on the ball here for this last possession. Quarterback Will Elias will take the snap. He'll hand it over to Merrick, and Merrick swarmed over at the line of scrimmage. Will not get into the end zone. We're going to take a break with a minute 34 to go in the ball game. Rossville leads at JCN 53-18.
KT's Shortstop in Winchester is your stop for cold drinks, hot drinks, snacks, fuel, and so much more. Stop in before or after the game for a snack, a beverage, and to top off the tank. KT's Shortstop in Winchester. Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates. Take it to the next level.
Chargers getting set to kick the football away with a minute 34 to go. And going to sting a little bit here tonight. They're going to look back at 25 and say, man, it was a good year, right?
And you're going to look at, you know, just a great year, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, they went through, what was the first three games without giving up a touchdown? Hold up. Yeah, so they were all the way to September 26th before they gave up their first touchdown. They threw four shutouts this season. And for JCN, a lot of things to be happy about.
Good kick coverage for the Chargers. And Rossville is going to have the ball at their own 25-yard line. Kind of see if we're going to have the varsity back out here or not. I can't quite tell yet with a minute 28 to go. Players still coming in from the far sideline. Looking forward to that Raven game tomorrow. Man, that's going to be, that is going to be like really, really exciting. So much on the line. But, I mean, beyond just the playoffs and stuff, I mean, it's Benedict and Baker. I mean, there's something there. First down play going for nothing. Clock at a minute 20.
It's Jackson versus the establishment.
Right? Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. How big for Jackson Dooley? Hometown boy?
How about this? Jackson Dooley versus Baker?
Uh-huh. 3-0?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So, do you ever think that, you know, somebody somewhere hasn't figured out that maybe that was a mistake?
They missed a boat here somewhere? Or do you think that they just thought, well, he's a legacy, he's a gimme? You think anybody thought that, maybe?
I doubt it.
Here's a hand up in the middle of the line. The Chargers swarm him in the backfield. One more snap here tonight. Maybe not. They would not have to be. Let's see if Roscoe is going to get one more fired up here.
Start looking at this JCN roster and their seniors this season. You had guys that, you know, fantastic careers for JCN. Will Elias, Nicholas Cahill. Drop down, you're going to find Trevor Kelly on the offense and defensive line, Cohen Navinsky, and Rex Furman. So, again, bring back a lot of talent, but those seniors meant a lot to this JCN program.
Great bunch. They do get a playoff. With 1 second to go, they get the ball snapped, and Chargers with a nice defensive play. That's going to do it. The final score tonight, Rossville 53, Jeff North 18. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
You've been listening to High School Football on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring our Highland Community College drive summary. The post-game show starts right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Dan Rappaport with Exchange Bank and Trust, where we have a lot more than money invested in our communities. We're your neighbors, involved with local schools and charities, communities where we have invested our time, our interest, and our heritage for nearly 170 years. Offering hometown service and modern technology. If you're looking for strong financial advice, personal banking products, or competitive loan rates, look no further than Exchange Bank. Stop by today or visit us online at ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Whether it rolls down the highway or across the field, Nortonville Parts and Service is your solution for equipment repair. With a broad inventory of parts on hand and technicians with years of experience, Nortonville Parts and Service provides quality repairs and service on tractors, trucks, combines, ag equipment, even your daily driver. When your next breakdown happens, call Nortonville Parts and Service at 913-886-2960 or come by the shop at 115 Taggart Avenue. That's Nortonville Parts and Service.
Back with you here in Rossville, Kansas, where tonight,
Jefferson County North comes up just short to a good Rossville team. And because for JCN, some great seniors, a great season, and there'll be great memories. Again, stings a little bit tonight, but it's going to be just fine.
Yeah, you talk about those seniors. We mentioned them a moment ago. I'll hit them one more time. Will Elias, Nicholas Cahill. You also look at seniors like Trevor Kelly, Cohen Navinsky, and Rex Furman on this team for Jeff Schneider's club this season. And for JCN, this is a great season, right? We talked about it, four shutouts this year. They were, what, they're going to finish the season 8-2 last week, having moved on in the playoffs, having knocked off McLeod, and then just come up a little short here against Rossville. So, again, for the seniors, fantastic career. For the younger guys, time to hit the weight room and get ready for next year. It'll be here faster than you think.
And Coach Noel says basketball practice starts at 17th, right?
Yes, 17th. That's wild to think. So,
hey, tomorrow we're going to have college football on Kate Radio, number 3 in the nation, Benedictine, on the road in Baldwin City. We'll be with them as they'll travel to Baker. Kate Radio pregame at about 12:30. It is a 1 o'clock kickoff for the Ravens from Liston Stadium. Well, thank you for having joined us again. JCN coming up just short to Rossville here tonight in the playoffs. Till we greet you tomorrow. For Joseph, producing and engineering at the Care Sports Studio, and Gus Couch with me here in the chilly but perfectly accommodating bleachers, Tom Couch from Rossville. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to high school football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7. Stay up to date with your favorite local sports program by following them on our website at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.